I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. What you're hearing is music teacher John Dahl playing one of Steve Showalter's high-quality custom guitars. Steve, who lives in Lynnville, has been building guitars steadily for the last couple of years. Ask him what he did for a living before he became a luthier, however, and this is the answer you get.
Well, now that is a good question. I have had fun.
The fun included driving a truck, working in the building trade, laying block, lots of woodworking, and then more masonry. This time, running his own company.
Basically the same time that I was going back into masonry, I also needed a guitar because I wanted to learn to play it. And I thought, okay, it's tough for me to learn to play guitar, but it's really tough if I don't have a guitar, of course.
So
I decided to, I know I can build a guitar because I know enough about woodworking that I know I can easier build a guitar than I can play it. But if I do build a guitar, I'm more apt to learn to play it because it's my guitar, right? That was kind of the thinking I was using. And so I started reading a book. I got a book all about construction of a guitar. And it was designed to use as the plan for the guitar. I made a lot of my own tools, and it took me 9 months to build my first guitar with about 150 hours of work only on the guitar. That doesn't count all the time I spent studying and making tools and
thinking.
Yeah.
Now, where are we? How long ago is this?
Okay, that was 81.
Okay.
So, this guitar was made out of walnut, sides and back, and Sitka spruce top, and mahogany neck. That's a lot of the same things I do still. But I didn't have near the system that I have now down pat for building them. And so that's one reason why it took longer. But it turned out a great guitar. And that was a little bit of a surprise. But I had a good musician to play it. And he said, this is every bit as good as the Martin he plays all the time. So
your first guitar?
Yeah.
Were you impressed with yourself?
Well, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you'll admit it. Steve Showalter built this guitar, his first six-string, back in the 80s. That accomplished, he decided to tackle building a 12-string.
Everything went fine till I went to put the neck on, and I had worked this joint, building the joint for the neck to go on the body, and I had a bit too high of an angle on the neck. You got to get that just right. And so I was working that angle. I kept just taking a very small amount. I didn't want to overdo it and end up with something trashed. And so I spent way too much time trying to get that thing right until I finally just said, that's good enough. Uh-oh, that's a bad decision. If it's only good enough, it's probably not good enough. That guitar ended up under my bed, in the corner, and everywhere collecting dust.
After the 12-string fiasco, Steve Showalter laid off guitar building for a couple of decades while he ran his masonry business, raised his children, and flew airplanes. But then in 2012, the guitar building itch came back.
There's something about it that has a pull. It's more of a challenge, but it's also really exciting to work on something and when you get done with it, it talks back to you. It really, yeah. It's pleasing, not just to my ears, but I love seeing somebody else love my guitars. And then my passion becomes make it better. What can I do to make this better than anything out there? And so I don't think I'll ever get tired of it because I'm going to always be wanting to make better, prettier, and then have it in the hands of somebody that really uses it more than I do. Because, like I say, now I never really learned to play that well. I enjoy playing, but I enjoy making more than I do playing. And so if I have spare time, I'm going to shop.
Of course, the best way to assess an instrument is to listen to the music it makes. Still, I had to ask Steve Showalter to describe one of the guitars he brought with him when we talked.
Yeah, this is my signature model. It's my own design, and I put a cutaway in that as a standard for that design. And there's two different kinds of cutaway. This is a Venetian cutaway. It's rounded, where you can get farther up into the on the frets to get way up toward the end of the fretboard there. The other cutaway that I have used is Florentine, and it has a sharp point comes up there. It's always a hardwood on the sides and back, and the tops are always a softer wood. The soundboard, you need some kind of spruce or cedar. Redwood also makes a good soundboard, they say. Now, I haven't tried that. It's one I haven't tried yet. But I have tried a good number of different tops. Mostly, I'm using mahogany necks because it's stable, easy to work. And so whatever the body style and everything, body wood, I still usually use mahogany for the neck. And then ebony, fretboard and bridge, and then the binding on that one actually happens to be the Purple Heart with just a little thin line separating.
My great thanks to John Dull for making such beautiful Sparkian music on Steve Showalter's guitars. You'll find a link to Steve's website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.